you have the floor.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. Mr. President, I would first of all like to congratulate you on your election to the presidency of the annual conference of the high contracting parties to amended Protocol 2 to the Convention on Prohibitions or Restrictions on the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons, which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. Please rest assured that my delegation will support you in carrying out your task. We would like to also thank the Secretariat for the excellent preparation of our meeting. Mr. President, the use of inhumane weapons, unfortunately, remains a reality in many regions of the world. Beyond the increasing number of victims that this use leads to, these weapons impede the development of affected states. The grave humanitarian consequences that the affected countries suffer from should lead to greater mobilization amongst the international community to rid the world of these arms which strike indiscriminately or which cause injurious effects to the civilian population. In order to minimize the humanitarian effect of these arms, we should not only preserve but also promote the humanitarian objectives of this convention by placing at the core of our concerns the protection of civilians from arms which are excessively injurious or have indiscriminate effects. Mr. President, the Kingdom of Morocco has always worked towards compliance with the principles of international humanitarian law and for the elimination of all weapons which represent a danger for civilian populations. We are convinced that the implementation of the Convention and its universalization are necessary prerequisites to rid the world of the danger represented by these weapons, and Morocco therefore encourages all efforts undertaken to promote universalization and international cooperation towards this aim. Mr. President, we are committed to multilateralism and to the UN as a reference point with respect to disarmament and non-proliferation. And in this context, Morocco has acceded to all the multilateral treaties which establish the multilateral non-proliferation, disarmament, and arms control regime. With respect to conventional arms, Morocco is a party to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, especially its protocols 2 and 4. Morocco's commitment against the scourge of anti-personnel mines has been constant and sustained and no longer remains to be proven. And even if we are not party to the Ottawa Convention on Anti-Personnel Mines, Morocco has been applying the provisions of this convention and fully and unreservedly supports its principles and aims, especially with respect to international humanitarian law. In this framework, we have always voted in favor of the UN General Assembly resolution on anti-personnel mines, which testifies to our full support and commitment to the humanitarian objectives and principles of this international legal instrument. Mr. President, we are aware of the impact of the use of conventional arms on civilian populations and on the development of affected countries, and in this context, Morocco emphasizes the need to actively fight against the proliferation and the excessive use of these arms. Morocco believes that it is only through increased cooperation and effective assistance to these countries that we will be able to fully eliminate the danger represented by these arms and put an end to human suffering and ensure that people live without danger. And finally, I would like to reiterate that my delegation is willing to continue its efforts to strengthen the conventions and to implement its humanitarian aims. Thank you.